This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
The FBI Director James Comey does regular on-the-record question and answer sessions with reporters known as a pen and pad because there are no cameras or audio recordings. Today, Director Comey seemed to challenge Mrs. Clinton's go-to explanation for the Bureau's investigation of her email practices. Asked by Fox News whether he was conducting a security inquiry, Comey said, quote, I don't know what that means. We're conducting an investigation. That's the Bureau's business. That's what we do. I'm not familiar with the term security inquiry, but that's the very phrase Clinton uses repeatedly, and her critics say an apparent effort to downplay the serious nature of the FBI criminal probe.
There is a security inquiry going on, and you know, we respect that. It is on its own timetable, but it's moving forward. The Justice Department has the emails. They have the server. They're conducting a security inquiry.
I say what I've said now for many, many months. It's a security inquiry.
Even Clinton advisor and surrogate Sidney Blumenthal, who won't say whether the FBI has questioned him, uses the same language.
My understanding is that this is a security review. It's certainly not a criminal investigation.
But it is an investigation.
It's an inquiry into whether or not anyone intentionally put classified information where it shouldn't be.
With reports Clinton aide and lawyer Cheryl Mills walked out of a recent tense FBI interview, Fox News asked Director Comey whether Clinton and her aides would receive the same scrutiny as other government employees who hold security clearances.
Comey said he didn't want to comment on the Clinton case, then added there are no special rules for anyone under FBI investigation.
Well, there seems to be, though. I mean, if you listen to what Hillary would say, is, yeah, you know, we're the Clintons. We're supposed to be treated differently. You know, we make up words. It's not going to be, you know, and you got to hand it to her. I mean, I love what they're able to do. You know, they're so well-versed. You know, when it comes to, you know, their word choice and how they present things, you know, the only thing I can liken it to is like they're black belts and the rest of the country, you know, mostly white belts here. And they're like 10-degree black belts in deception and how they use the words. And, you know, even though you got Comey going, wait a minute, I don't understand this. I don't understand. What do you mean security review? That's not part of, you know, part of the vernacular. But she uses it and puts it out there. And, you know, as the one reporter said, this is a criminal investigation. But you can't say criminal investigation. And this is why her name, Crooked Hillary, seems to be sticking a little bit what Donald Trump has put on her. What do you say?
Well, she's doing the same things that they do with illegal immigrants. Oh, you can't say illegal. So she's just changing the word. And it's not the Federal Bureau of Inquiry. It's the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Exactly.
And he basically came out and said that. Look, we investigate. That's what we do. That's our business. And so, you know, I want to take him at his word when he says there's no special, you know, nobody gets special treatment. And I hope he's honest when he says that. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, there's a lot of people that are invested in Hillary right now to where they're going to do everything they can to protect her.
She's too big to fail. You know, why not with that same theme? I mean, she's too big to jail fail.
It's not good for her banks, but it's good enough for people. So people that are proven liars.
Well, I got to tell you, with what happened historically over these last 8 years or so, you know, with banks, speaking of which, you know, the manipulation of our healthcare system, the deception that's come out of the White House, I mean, Benghazi, the lies that have continued to be perpetuated, you know, Ben Rhodes now recently, you know, one Harry Reid, who was the head of the Senate, you know, lies about, Mitt Romney, and it's like no harm, no foul. Is it any wonder that we the people are losing confidence in our leaders and in our government? But, you know, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't stand up, if you're not going to exercise the right that you have based on our Constitution based on our U.S. Constitution, then, hey, we're going to continue to be led around and manipulated by these elites, and we're going to continue to accommodate lies. And what is that going to do for the future of America? I believe it puts us all in peril. 5 minutes after the top of the hour, this is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining the team. Of getting this country back on track. Like I said, not a Democrat or a Republican kind of thing. It's not even a hyphenated kind of thing. I think with all this hyphenation, we've become the ununited states of America. We need to think in terms of, all of us on this ship together. It is sinking fast, ladies and gentlemen, and we're just not paying attention. We continue to, turn the keys over to politicians and the people that run us into the ditch, and then they want to lie about it. And, and somehow it's acceptable. I mean, when was a lie ever acceptable? When do we, the people, say enough is enough? We're being lied to. For what sake? For what cause? So they can be reelected? So they can continue on with their, golden parachute retirement deals? I mean, this has been a government of, for, and by, the elected officials, sadly. That's what it's come down to. And it's been at our expense, and they continue with such gall and arrogance to think that somehow they're entitled. It's just not enough. I mean, after all, we need to appreciate that, they've forsaken their families. They have to go to Washington, D.C. and be away from their families and their states in order to do the business of we the people. Really? I mean, this is the kind of business? This is what we're paying for? But I've maintained, ladies and gentlemen, we've got to look at this in a sense like, we do at our homes. What is the objective? What is the mission of our country? How much can we afford? I mean, if you can afford a Mercedes, have at it. God bless you. But if a Volkswagen is all you can handle, people make those decisions, those practical decisions every day. Maybe they can afford a Mercedes. A Volkswagen works fine for me. It gets me from point A to point B. Hallelujah. That's great. But none of those decisions seem to be considered. Our options are being considered when it comes to our country. We generate, look how much taxes we're generating now. I mean, it is record-breaking, the kind of taxes that the Obama administration is dealing with, and they're collecting. And that's not even counting all the other money that they're getting, from all the lawsuits. And that's another issue that just absolutely drives me nuts. Is the people that really sustain the injury, that deserve the reward, they get, what do they get, cents on the dollars? We were talking last week with an attorney who said, we end up with coupons you can't even use. I remember that big, airline scandal, and, the airlines were fixing prices and stuff like that. And boy, we the people, we were going to get it. Well, attorneys got all the money. They got all the cash, and we got these coupons for air flights. I mean, I just threw them away, frankly. And I know a lot of other people probably did the same thing, because it was such a pain to try to find a flight or a seat that those coupons could even work on. I mean, everything, the prices were so, jacked up. That you were better off just saying, forget it. These things are absolutely worthless. But they said, we did the bidding for the people and we got all. No, the attorneys got the money. We the people, the ones who paid for it and got injured, you know, it's like, why even bother? Why even go through all this lawsuit? Because we're not going to get our fair share at all anyway. But, you know, it just keeps on coming. It's business as usual. And, you know, us poor little peons, you know, that get some crumbs of cake every once in a while and merely crumbs, you know, but we ought to be fortunate, I mean, because we got these great people. We got these people that we have to have in Washington, D.C. They're just so brilliant. And we got to give them all these golden parachutes and this great money because they're just so brilliant. Well, doggone it, they're just so brilliant. Why is our country so upside down? Why are we in such a mess? I mean, if this is what you got to pay for brilliance, you know, Mike, are we in trouble or what? I mean, you know, what kind of line of deception do we continue to be fed? But, you know, I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, you got to get away from the trough. Get away from the trough of the U.S. government. Look at this thing objectively and start voting with some intelligence. And let's get some people up there that can truly do something and be serious about we the people, the Constitution, and getting this country back on track. Well, with us right now is someone that we spoke with several months ago. And it was so much fun talking with Mike Davis. Mike is a producer of Union Bound, and the whole background, I mean, when we talked in Nashville, Michael and his team were doing something just incredibly different in releasing and telling us the story. Now, this is about the Civil War coming to life in a harrowing true story of a Union soldier, Joseph Hoover. But let me bring Michael Davis on right now. Michael, always good to have you with us. Good to be talking to you again, and congratulations on the book and now, you know, and now the movie.
Bill, it is wonderful to be back with you on this show. Thank you for having me back. Obviously, I didn't upset you too much last night. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, no.
I'm glad to be with you today, and thank you for having me.
Well, you know, when you and I talked, one of my goals was, as you were doing, you know, the whole marketing plan of Union Bound is quite extensive. I thought it was just brilliant. And I wanted to be with you as you started to roll this out in, I think you were rolling it out in Franklin, weren't you, first?
Well, so the movie's been released. It's been around and, you know, we've been in about 88 theaters around the country, different markets around the country. We're working on some one-off events. So if anybody out there wants to do a one-off event with us, we can do that, coordinate that, whether it's in a church or in a theater or a specific location. We're doing these across the country. It's been quite interesting, the response that we've gotten. And then the book came out. Now it's on Amazon, and it's on different bookstores around the country, and Barnes & Noble, I think, and other places. And so that was kind of the secondary step. And then we've been working on this tour, which is kind of an experience for an audience to involve music, the movie, and artifacts, the actual diaries of Joseph Hoover and other artifacts from the Civil War era, as well as from the movie, such as, you know, some of the wardrobe that was used, some of the props and things that we used on the film would be traveling with us. And what's happened is we've really, with some of this buzz and all that, they've pushed it back a little bit to try to expand some other markets. And so we were going to go out here in May, and we're now they've just moved it back to September to give us a little more breathing room to get mm-hmm. some more exposure, to talk about it more. And I think they're adding dates to it. We've also brought, you know, I know there's some, I don't know if they're done deals, but I know that there's some pretty big sponsors that want to get behind it as well. So, you know, we were excited about that trying to just make this a really interesting experience to promote. You know, the movie is really about, and the whole story of this, you know, Union Bound is really about racial integration. You know, it was set during the Civil War. The movie is not about the Civil War. We're not taking sides with the North or the South. We're not trying to promote, Yankee type propaganda, as I've heard on mm-hmm. seen on certain posts and things on our web. You know,
right.
stated. But really, it's about the human side of what was happening during that tumultuous time. And here we have, you know, a soldier who escaped a prison of war camp and was, you know, saved by these slaves and put through the Underground Railroad as we now know it. And it's really the relationship between this Union soldier and, African American slave, you know, trying to get to freedom. And And so that's really the and how they work together, to, you know, united for a common goal. And that's really what the story is about. And I think that's why it's taken on the, you know, the excitement, I guess, is
exactly.
The word of, for the whole project.
Well, Michael, stay right where you are. We're going to pick this up right here, right after this break. This is Bill Martinez Live. Our conversation with Mike Davis continues. We're talking about Union Bound on Bill Martinez Live, 15 after right now.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bspa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? Well, at Bill Martinez Live, our healthy body weight loss system simply nitrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It's been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Again, 855-305-8326.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirty gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead. Walking on the sidewalk harder than a match. But tonight is a different world. Go on.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. Union Bound is the subject, and we're talking with the producer. And, Michael, you were the writer, too, right?
I co-wrote the book, yes.
Co-wrote the book. Union Bound, amazing true story of Joseph Hoover, a Union soldier who witnessed many incredible moments during the terrible carnage of the Civil War. You know, we see, you know, some of the movies and the depictions, and it is most amazing, the devastation, 600,000 plus lives lost during the Civil War, and all to free the slaves. And I remind, you know, blacks at times, they go, you know, guess what? There were white people fighting on behalf of blacks. You know, when is enough enough? When have we played enough? You know, when has there been enough reparation? I mean, we're so many generations down the road here, Michael, and my question has remained, is that in Europe, in Britain, they were able to get through it without a civil war and the devastation. Why did we have to go through what we went through here in America?
Wow, that's... I'm not a scholar, so I don't know if I could answer all of that, but, you know, I think there was... There's a lot of, you know, different ways that, you know, the country was at a point, and I think it goes down to, you know, states' rights, which we're witnessing today, even here in North Carolina where I'm at, you know, this whole bathroom issue, you know, it's right. All about state rights. I mean, it goes down to how big is the federal government involvement in all this, and then, it also involved, obviously, the whole issue of slavery, but I mean, I think that also was a moment that probably unified the country more than anything at the end. I mean, it seems like the country grew stronger from all that, you know, despite the, I mean, horrible. I mean, not only did 600,000 men die plus, but, I mean, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of men lost limbs and were injured. And, you know, I think the reason it's so changed this country is because it, you know, things that it completely revolutionizes the society. Because, for example, you know, up to that point, mainly women stayed home, and all of a sudden they were put into the workforce. There, you know, jobs such as nursing and work factory jobs and things like that, which carried all the way through Second World War, for example, were a direct result of just not having men capable of working because of millions of them were killed, or not millions, but hundreds of thousands were killed, and then hundreds of thousands probably were, you know, lost limbs and weren't able to function at the time, you know, working in society. So, truly devastating.
Well, the challenge that we have, and we always have with things like this that get so complex, is that we need to deal with the truth. I still believe that the truth is what frees us. We're mired in some deception. You follow the money and you see who's being rewarded for this antagonistic and race baiting that goes on. You know, if it was really truly rewarding people that you think should get rewarded, you know, say, okay, well, all right, we're investing here. But at some point, like everything, you invest with the projection that there's going to be return, that it's self-sustaining, that it starts to pay for itself. But here we are, we people are being rewarded for all the wrong things, and we still are contending with the spirit of the Civil War, with what's going on, and here we've invested so much in lives and limbs and people's basic lives, as you say. And, here we are. And maybe, I keep hoping, whether it's Union Bound or whatever it is, that's going to be that breakthrough to get people together and say, you know what, we've had enough of this. It's time to be responsible. It's time to forgive and understand that the generation that you're looking across the table wasn't even, you know, they're so remotely involved with this whole issue that it's time for us to really be the United States of America.
And I think, you know, the reality is, and hopefully, you know, our film and others that come along, and I truly hope that more will tackle the issue, you know, is this notion that, you know, it doesn't matter what your background is. It doesn't matter where you're from. It doesn't matter what your race is. We need to come together and work together, for common goals and helping people. I aspire, and I don't know if we talked about this on my first, when I was on last time, but, you know, I'm from originally from Brazil. I got the back of the line and became a U.S. citizen, just like I think everybody should, the legal way. And, you know, I think that it's those kinds of things of saying, these are the rules, and let's live by the rules, and, you know, vote people in if you want the rules changed, but let's work towards goals and things that are, that we can all, you know, work together at so that we can improve the quality of life of people. We can provide jobs. We can, you know, grow this country, and people can follow the dream that they, you know, America's still the place where people come for that, you know, the American dream, because it's the only, really the only place on the planet that you can do that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we got about 4 minutes left here, Michael, and I want to talk about Joseph Hoover. Explain to the audience this Union soldier, you know, the story, Union Bound, the movie, the book, based on the life of Joseph Hoover. Help our audience understand who Joseph Hoover was.
Well, Joseph Hoover was originally a farmer. He was very young. He was only 21, 22 when he joined the Union Army. I think primarily, you know, it's not, I don't have explicit information, but I think, like many men, by going to war, they actually were paid more than they were back home. They could actually help sustain their family. He was a very, I think he was a very pensive person, very didactic. His entries in his diary are not the most prolific writing that you've ever read. Very matter of fact, to the point, you know, but one thing that is very amazing about him is he was a very consistent person. And so every day, I think there's only a few times in his entire diary that he didn't write consecutive days. And pretty much every day he wrote something. And I think, I don't know if it was for passing of time or if it was just for his own sanity, but, you know, he was very consistent in that. And that definitely helps in the process. And, but he was a guy that, you know, I think, you know, as we retract or talk about in the film, was a man of principle, was a man of honor, was a man of integrity. You know, he gave his word that he was going to fight for the, you know, for the cause that he signed up for. And, you know, even though he had a chance after escaping to kind of blend into society and, you know, kind of hide or whatever, he's like, no, I'm going to go back and rejoin my unit and I'm going to continue fighting for the, you know, for the cause. And so, I think that is a true, you know, portrayal of who he was, is a man of integrity. And after the war, you know, he survived the Civil War, which is amazing. He was actually shot after the story that we tell.
Right.
Ended up in the hospital and saved some other guys, got the at the time, the Medal of Honor for the state of New York. But he, you know, he was a brave person. He was a very, but had this principle of, you know, doing what he said he was going to do, and he lived to be 84 and was from Utica, New York, and lived and ended up dying there, you know?
Yeah, and even while he was, you know, fighting on behalf of the Union, you know, he's incarcerated, you know, he put in a very dire and tough situation. I mean, here he is, he's fighting against slavery, and now he, in a sense, becomes enslaved.
Yeah, and I think his whole motivations changed after that. You know, he realized what, I think, in a very small way, what slavery at the time, you know, had done to others, and he didn't wish that upon anyone, any man. And so, you know, it's pretty clear in his statements after the war of how he, you know, went to war but was freed by them. You know, that was a statement that he himself made, that, you know, he went to war in a sense to free slavery or as part of the process, although that wasn't necessarily the original reason, but was freed by slaves and understood. And I think his own personal feelings towards people changed dramatically.
Well, Michael, we're out of time. Real quick, I want to give you a chance to tell everybody where they can go for more information and be a part of Union Bound here.
Go to UnionBoundTheMovie.com, UnionBoundTheMovie.com, or you can go get the book at Amazon.com, and I help us get into the top 100.
This report is brought to you by Anheuser-Busch. With the arrival of spring, we've officially entered the start of prom and graduation season. This is an exciting and monumental time in a teen's life. It's also an ideal time for parents to talk to their teenagers about underage drinking so that they have a safe and memorable experience. This year, Anheuser-Busch has partnered with world-renowned comedy theater enterprise, The Second City, to create a series of short and relatable videos to encourage parents to talk with their teenagers about drinking and making responsible choices, specifically around prom and graduation season. According to the GFK Roper Youth Report, parents are the number one influence when it comes to their children's decisions on whether or not to drink alcohol underage. Katia Zastro, Vice President of Corporate Social Responsibility, Better World for Anheuser-Busch.
Our number one goal is to arm parents with educational information and content that helps fuel open and honest conversations with their children about underage drinking.
For parents who have questions on how to approach their teens or don't know where to start, visit FamilyTalkAboutDrinking.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online on your smartphone in over 270 markets across this country or via shortwave, through our affiliate out of Nashville, Tennessee. Thank you so much for joining the good fight with us. This is Bill Martinez. Jeff Steyer with us right now, senior fellow at the National Center for Public Policy Research in Washington, D.C. He heads its risk analysis division. Jeff, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
Great to be with you, Bill.
Well, the feds are doing it again. I mean, they know better than we do, and now they're promoting this sweeping new regulations that could nearly ban e-cigs. I mean, what is it? Did they just have an extra hour in the day to go and be a nuisance here, or what?
Well, it took a lot more than an hour for the FDA to conjure up these bizarre rules. And usually these rules, like that we've talked about, the calorie counts on them, usually they're nuisances. This is different. This takes it to a whole new level because this is a so-called public health measure that actually, factually threatens public health. Because as you know, Bill, so many people have quit smoking using e-cigarettes, which are dramatically less harmful. And here we've got the government effectively banning that. And that is not an exaggeration. They're effectively banning e-cigarettes.
Well, why, you know, what's behind this? I mean, the tobacco companies? I mean, what is behind this movement by the feds?
I think it's a drunk on power, nanny state ideology that dominates the so-called public health community. They want to live in a perfect, in their view, perfect world where there is zero risk from anything. So while e-cigarettes are dramatically less harmful mm-hmm. than the combustible cigarette, they're relatively new products. They're very safe. We don't know if they're 100% safe. Public Health England called them 95% less harmful than smoking. They want to live in a world where nobody enjoys nicotine, regardless of whether it's as deadly as cigarettes or pretty much comparatively dramatically safer. Because there may be some risk. And it's not, you know, it's never a healthy thing to do to be addicted to something. But if you're addicted to nicotine, I think we ought to make sure that people can get it in the least harmful rather than leaving them in the most harmful way in this quit or die attitude.
Is this going to force a black market, Jeff?
There is no question. People are already talking about the black market, which ironically only leaves things less safe regular. Than they are now. It'll be more expensive for smokers to switch. And the worst part is, while the more educated people will know to go to the black market if their favorite e-cigarette is off the market or their favorite liquid is off the market, the people who are not as well educated, not as well informed, will hear that the government banned e-cigarettes. They left regular cigarettes on the market and untouched by this regulation. The current products can stay on the market. As long as they don't change, they can stay. People are going to think, the government thinks it's better for me to smoke than to try these new products. And that
exactly.
is deadly consequences.
Well, the thing is, you have enough empirical evidence since e-cigarettes have been out. Anecdotally, the success of e-cigarettes, I mean, the reason it expanded is because, doggone, it was working, wasn't it?
Exactly. And the Royal College of Physicians said that not only should smokers continue to switch to e-cigarettes, they recommended that doctors widely publicize e-cigarettes to smokers, right? This is for smokers, not for mm-hmm. people who don't use nicotine.
Right.
This Royal College of Physicians said people should widely publicize, doctors should widely publicize this as an alternative to smoking. If the FDA is on the verge of taking them away, the clock is literally ticking right now. There is one possible hope that I see. There are perhaps two avenues of hope. The legislative hope is there is a bill called the Cole Bishop Amendment that would change the regulation, that would actually tell Congress you've got to change the so-called grandfather date. You know, what the FDA did was bizarre. It went back to February 2007 and said all of the e-cigarettes that were on the market before February 2007 can stay on the market. Anything after February 2007 will have to come off the market unless those products can meet extremely expensive and probably impossible to prove tests that regular cigarettes that are on the market don't have to go through.
Right.
Cigarettes are entrenched. They're a mature product. E-cigarettes are new, dynamic, changing, getting better, innovative, safer, more attractive to adult smokers to get them to switch, and the FDA has said no more innovation.
Well, and the other thing, too, that is disturbing is the FDA wants $1 million with each application. What is it? Administrative paperwork now has gotten to be where it's $1 million. This seems rather punitive, doesn't it?
Well, it's beyond punitive. It's basically taking it off the market, and that $1 million number is an estimate of what it will cost to do the test that FDA will demand in a pre-market, what's so-called pre-market approval process. That if your product was not on the market prior to February 2007, which, by the way, almost all e-cigarettes. We're not on the market that
way. Right.
They're new products. Imagine if the federal communications regulators said any iPhone that came on the market or any smartphone that came on the market had to be substantially equivalent to the first generation iPhone. And if you want a newer version of a smartphone, you've got to go through an expensive regulatory process. That's an absurd way to innovate better products. All phones are going to look like the old generation one iPhone. And that's what's happening with e-cigarettes. And you know, this $1 million number that's being used is only an estimate, and it's kind of a best-case scenario.
if you could figure out what science the FDA actually wants. They won't tell industry. They just tell industry that you have to show that e-cigarettes are less harmful both to the individual, which even the FDA recognizes is true, but you also have to show at a population level that the public health as a whole will be improved, which is obvious that it will be with these products, but mm-hmm. the FDA has contorted thinking to say that, well, what if some smokers don't immediately quit entirely? What if they keep smoking and use e-cigarettes and lower their risk? The FDA is not satisfied by that. What if some kids who were going to start smoking cigarettes, which they obviously shouldn't do, instead use e-cigarettes? I think that's the public health plus. I'd rather them not use any, but I'd rather them use an e-cigarette than a cigarette. The FDA considers that as a minus. The FDA's got this. I'm driving back from a conference where I heard the regulator from the FDA, Mitch Zeller, the head of the Center for Tobacco Products, give a talk yesterday morning, which I live tweeted. You could still see it if you go scroll back through my Twitter feed at Jeff A. Steyer, S-T-I-E-R, and you can see his talk. He created an alternate universe where this regulation makes absolute sense. The problem is the regulation and his alternate universe is in no way tied to reality.
Well, but that seems to be typical of progressives and people that want a strong arm we the people, is they do live in an alternate universe. I mean, what are they thinking, you know? And, I mean, here it is. E-cigarettes have been helping people. I mean, if you've been addicted to tobacco and now you've got e-cigarettes to come in that help you get through that process and on the other side to where you're not addicted any longer to your cigarette and you've got an e-cigarette, I see that as win-win. I mean, you know, you've got the secondhand smoke aspect being greatly minimized, right?
Absolutely. It's not, no. With regard to secondhand smoke, it's not greatly minimized. It's eliminated. He says there is no smoke. There is no combustion. The danger of smoking is from combusting the tobacco. E-cigarettes heat up a liquid, some of which has nicotine if you want it, some of which doesn't, and flavors. And there's no secondhand smoke because there's no firsthand smoke.
Well, here it is, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, your government at work for you, telling you what you should drink, what you should smoke, not smoke. I mean, it's never ending. You know, this is the one thing. I mean, progressives are like the law of gravity. You can always count on them to continue to move forward, regardless what universe they want to be in. Jeff Steyer has been with us. Jeff, as always, good reporting. Great. I appreciate you keeping this up to date. Senior fellow at the National Center for Public Policy Research. Jeff Steyer on Bill Martinez Live.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez, live.
When you don't move the mountain, I'm needing you to move. When you don't part the water, I wish I could walk through. When you don't give the answers, as I cry out to you. I will trust in you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Bill Martinez here. It's always good to have you along with us just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Don't forget, if you want to be in the running for that free movie, Risen, which was digitally released earlier this week, the Blu-ray DVD is going to be released on May the 24th, but you have a chance to have it free and early. Just drop me an email, okay, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Say, Martinez, put me in the running. We'll make it happen, and you could be a winner, 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 winner. Why not, okay? All right, so email me, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Well, the debate over how to handle the national debt has come back into the spotlight. As it stands, every single person in the U.S. owes more than $40,000 to pay back the debt. That's every one of us, ladies and gentlemen. Students now are at the forefront to raise awareness for solutions thanks to the Up to Us National Campus Competition. The nonpartisan Up to Us program empowers students to raise awareness about America's long-term fiscal and economic health in its competitive and educational campaign. The competition debuted in 2012. Just 10 schools participated at that time. It's grown to include more than 230 students on more than 50 teams in nearly 30 states during the 26 campaign. And we've got one of the winners with us from the winning team, College of William and Mary. Arjun Rastogi is with us. Arjun, congratulations on the big win.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me.
Well, good to have you along with us to break it down. Tell us about the Up to Us initiative, if you would.
Yeah, so like you said, our goal is basically to raise awareness on our campus to make sure that all our students are engaged on the issue and how important the issue is really to millennials, because we're the ones that are going to be dealing with the issue down the line.
Well, what I appreciate, Arjen, about this is a nonpartisan issue. It's not a Republican, a Dem, independent deal. This is about an us kind of thing. It's all of us in the boat together having to deal with this problem. And I think this is where solutions really come out, is when we're, you know, exercising our freedom of speech and everybody having a different idea and bringing those ideas together. And I'm sure you realized that even amongst your team members, didn't you?
Oh, for sure, for sure. Just the fact that it doesn't matter what your political affiliation is, we're all in this ship together, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
We just hope that it doesn't sink very soon.
Well, we've had a mixed review on millennials in terms of their lack of knowledge and experience, and maybe it seems, you know, at least from an outsider, that academia is prejudicing the worldview of college students. But what I appreciate is the nonpartisanship focus, and also the importance, especially for millennials, to be educated, to really know what is happening with the national debt.
Yeah, yeah, I definitely agree with you. And just the fact that it's nonpartisan and that millennials are just taking action, and that's the goal, because there are a lot of students that just are completely unaware that, one, what the national debt is or why that matters even, or if they're not part of specific finance, economics, or business majors, they think that it's irrelevant. And the goal is, and like what we tried to do to the best of our ability, was making sure that, look, it does not matter what your major is or your career path. The national debt will affect your life in some way, shape, or form, and we just want to make sure that we get out in front of it.
Yeah, you're having to deal with the national debt, and this is after, you know, creating some debt of your own. Most of the students, about 50%, realize an incredible student debt as they come out of school, which has been very much at the forefront. The other awakening, even, you know, for my daughter recently, was she, you know, she gets her paycheck and realizes all the taxes that are being taken out, and it can be a rude awakening if you're ill-prepared, so it's better to be in front of it as opposed to behind it, right?
Yeah, for sure. And honestly, like, this issue isn't necessarily about student loans or student debt, but just accumulating the fact that our national debt and our national spending is at such a high level relative to our relative earnings.
Mm-hmm.
And tax revenues. And basically, when you have a shortfall, debt is going to be accumulated, and we're going to have to deal with that. And a lot of issues come with the fact that the national debt really matters and how we can go about fixing the issue.
Yeah, well, again, we're reminded, particularly in this political cycle, that it remains about the economy. The Up to Us competition kicked off with My Two Cents Day. So tell us about what that is and what William and Mary team did to highlight the day for fellow students.
Yeah, so the competition officially began with My Two Cents Day in October, and that was 73 schools in 28 states, I believe, that were participating. And that was the second annual one that we posted. And as William and Mary, yeah, so what we did was essentially get on the center of campus and have, like, dollar bills hanging from random trees around the area, and then just going up to random students and getting them to sign this pledge, which is associated with a letter that goes to our legislators saying, like, hey, as a millennial, we understand how big of an issue national debt is, and we really just want you to take action on it as soon as possible. And that's basically what we did on My Two Cents Day, just raising pledges and trying to get campus awareness on that day.
How did the students respond to that, Arjen? Are they starting to get it?
I think they are. Once going to school like William & Mary, it's a very privileged university in which students really do care about national issues and how that's going to affect how it's going to affect them. And I definitely believe that students are learning about it. They are taking action. We had multiple pictures and social media shared, hashtags on Twitter, just making sure, like, hey, whatever social media we can use, whatever way we can get the word out, we will do it.
Well, what is the top fact, in your perception, having done this, about the national debt that you felt most of your fellow students were unaware?
Honestly, they didn't even know what the level of national debt was. They didn't know that it was approaching $19 trillion. And when you think about it, oh, if you have a student loan of, you know, $50,000, and then you compare that to relatively to the national debt, It's nowhere close, and they didn't understand how big of a jump that was and why that really matters in the end.
Yeah, you take the 50 that you owe from school, add another 40, 42, because if you were to take the national debt and spread it amongst everyone, which we know isn't going to happen because there's some people that just aren't able to pay that, but even in those raw numbers, it's almost $100,000 in debt that you're walking out of school with, thank you very much. And, it is commendable that the students are bringing this into the crosshairs. After all, this is the country you're going to inherit.
Exactly. And that's why we felt like as millennials, we're the least involved in the conversation, and we definitely want to make sure that we become more involved and get our legislators to take action, because every single second, every minute that goes by, our national debt is increasing significantly, and we definitely just want to make sure that we get out in front of it as soon as possible.
Well, Arjen, I want to say to you, the winning team at William & Mary, and the rest of the millennials, welcome aboard. You know, we are in this boat together, right?
Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate it.
For you, Arjen, what was the highlight of the competition?
The highlight for me was just simply getting the chance to understand where that information gap is with millennials and how our government is run and how their spending habits are and what they're making, and just trying to close that gap. Just seeing a student completely unaware of how the national debt is going to affect them and opening their eyes on a huge issue nationally that we're all dealing with, and just making sure that we're able to close that information gap as best as possible, and just seeing students understand that was the most highlight, like the highlighted part of my experience.
Well, that's great. You know, Arjen, on this show, we often talk about the process that you got to crawl before you walk, before you run. And some of the millennials are still in the crawling stages when it comes to the reality and understanding of what the debt is all about. Do you feel the team made a difference here?
I definitely do. On our campus, we only have about 7,000 students total undergrad. And so just making sure that at a small school, at our privileged school, we definitely try to make an effort and an impact on our students and their awareness. And we definitely feel like we did what we were intended to do.
Well, we've got to wrap this up right now, Arjen. I really appreciate you being able to come here and tell us all about, what happened with the program, your successful win, and congratulations to the team. You say that actions must speak louder than words. Why?
Simply because we can talk about it all we want, and that was the point of this conversation that we've begun and the Up to Us program has begun. But at the end of the day, it has to be our congressmen, our legislators, and our government taking action and correcting those issues, because essentially if we're not in the government, we can't really do anything about it except create awareness. And then at that point, we're trying to create civic engagement with our congressmen and just making sure that they understand why it's so important to us.
Arjen, one quick question, a final one. Where can they go for more information?
Yes, so we definitely are trying to encourage as many students and as many colleges as possible to get involved in Up to Us and creating awareness, and all of that information can be found on www.itsuptous.org.
Arjen Rastogi has been with us, College of William & Mary student, a big winner. His team won the first place for the nationwide Up to Us competition. Congratulations, Arjen. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.